The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
And it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Now, as I recall, Dave Dickey, you told me that if you could get within 10 calls of this challenge by 10 o'clock, or
Yikes.
By the time the opening market report came on, that you would be able, your audience would be able to deliver the rest of them.
We're nine calls away.
Now, I kept my part of the bargain here.
Yikes.
So let's see if those ag contributors are going to come through for you.
217-244-9455, the number to call, Dan. American Express, Visa, MasterCard, as well as Discover Card, all accepted. And if you can give at that $40 level, just the bare bones basic membership level of $40, that will make it good enough to be in the challenge tour, to that $500 that Don Mullally is putting out there on the table for us to meet by the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and look how prices resumed in trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. July wheat at the Kansas City Exchange opened at 5:07 down 5. September 5:12 down 6 3/4. Those on the open. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 4:19 1/2 down 1/4 on the open. September 4:31 down 2 1/2. December 4:49 down 1 1/2. March 4:62 1/2 down 3 1/2 on the open. July corn opened at 2:51 3/4 down 1 1/4 on the open. September 2:62 1/2 down 1 1/2. December 2:75 down 2 1/2. March 2:85 1/4 down 2 1/4. May 2:91 3/4 down 2 1/4 on the open. July oats opened at 1:96 1/2 unchanged on the open. July beans opened at 5:82 1/2 down 4 1/4 on the open. August 5:88 1/2 down 4 1/4. September 5:92 down 7 3/4. November 6:04 down 6 3/4. January 6:13 down 6 1/2. March 6:21 down 5 1/2 on the open. July soybean meal open at 171.20 down 60 on the open. August 172.20 down 120. July soybean oil open at 25.25 down 18 on the open. August 25.38 down 25. At the Merck, May feeders open at 103.42 1/2 up 10 on the open. August 107.75 up 92 1/2. September 106.80 up 37 1/2 on the open. June live cattle open at 78.10 up 47 1/2 on the open. August 79.10 up 42 1/2. June lean hogs open at 66.10 up 5 on the open. July 65.20 up 12 1/2. August 64 up 20. October 56.60 up 15 on the open. And May bellies open at 83.50 down 95 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is our Spring AM 580 Pledge Drive, and we thank those agricultural supporters who have already contributed. And now is the time to call and help us meet a challenge. And by giving a gift of $40 today, you'll keep programs like the Opening Market Report on the air, serving your agricultural needs, and you'll help us meet a couple of challenges. So do your part with your $40 gift now at 217-244-9455 or give online at our secure website, WILLpledge.org. And when you make your gift, some of our agricultural business partners will add to its value. And News Director Tom Rogers has details of that, as well as a challenge we're counting down.
All right, we're going mobile here. I've got the mic out, and we're checking some of the people as they call in to 217-244-9455. I just see call number 36 coming in on our 40 pledge goal before 10 o'clock this morning. We need four more people to call in to 217-244-9455. That way, Don Mullally will make another generous contribution of $500 to AM 580. Another thing to keep in mind when you're placing that call to 244-9455, Farm Credit Services and AgriGold Hybrids understand the value of the Ag Service at AM 580. And they're donating another $5 apiece for every pledge that comes in through the opening market report and our Ag programming on AM 580. Just mention that you value the Ag programming when you call 217-244-9455, and they'll throw in those $5 additions. That means your pledge becomes $10 more.
Wow.
Automatically. So it doesn't happen, though, unless you give us a call at 244-9455. Again, the area code 217. Or if you're online, willpledge.org.
There's a phone number right now. That could be phone number four that we need of the four calls remaining. And if we get that, we're on our way. 217-244-9455 be the next. Three calls probably now to Gaul to meet our goal. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card as well. Let's go out to Paul Cooley at ADM Investment Services over in Oakland, Illinois, and get his take on AM 580 programming. Paul, are you there?
You betcha. Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
And when you talk to folk out your way in Oakland who listen to AM 580 program, what do they tell you?
Well, it's a full-service station, and it does a beautiful job with the markets, the commodities, the weather, and a lot of informative programming, and it's just what East Central Illinois and Western Indiana needs.
Let's go ahead and also see what is needed in these markets this morning. And I want to start with the wheat market. Both Kansas City and Chicago, Paul, yesterday we made new highs in Chicago. A new high now at 522.5. Had a weak technical close yesterday. We're down again this morning. You have drilled into my head that the trend is your friend. Is the trend changing over the next 30 days?
Well, the trend is still very, very strong. We did see Informa Group come out and with their acreage, and it did show more spring planting in the wheat country by a sizable amount, and I think it probably helped some of the bulls go to the sidelines with larger spring wheat acreage. There is a rainfall system going across the upper Midwest, and we do realize that as the futures prices were going up and the open interest was quite large, the wheat basis did break considerably. But in all seriousness, we are seeing a fairly big sell-off today, and even in the outside markets, but still the overall trend in the wheat market is still very, very strong. We do note that it's been a popular trade by some commodity groups to sell even 2007 wheat, and that hasn't been very profitable either. So, that really the trend is still up. We're seeing a little sell-off today, and the main factor is this additional spring wheat acreage in the West and in the upper Midwest.
What kind of number would it take to change that trend in your mind?
Well, I would imagine that a trade somewhere in the under $3.90 to $4 area would be the area on the July Chicago wheat that would probably change that trend at this time. So there's a lot of fluff maybe in the upside. In the marketplace right now, but it's still what we call a very, very dynamic, strong market.
Let's go ahead and look at the corn market. Currently trading in the July contract at 249 down 4, December 273.25 down 4.25. Very much oscillating between a couple of gaps in the last day or so. Where is corn headed in the next couple of weeks?
We did see this sell-off here this morning, and of course the Informa group came in with 1.8 million acres more than their March survey. I spent some time calling about four key locations in Nebraska and Minnesota, and the verdict was already in Iowa, basically larger acreage of corn being planted. Surveys were whoever filled them out or whoever used the numbers to compile the figures on the March planting intentions report they're probably in error. And, of course, the Sparks people feel at least 1.8 million acres. These people, when I talk to them in these key locations, actually think Iowa's larger, Nebraska's larger, and Minnesota's larger, and we're definitely not smaller by 700,000 acres in Illinois. So we're going to see this number, larger number, and this is one reason why we're selling off today, as well as peace talks in Iran with the U.S. on nuclear programs. So this all adds up to a little bit of a sell-off. It's still early in the growing season. There's still some emergence problems. But Mr. Farmer rolled up his sleeves and planted a big acreage of corn in the Midwest.
Stay right there for a moment, Paul. I want to go back out to Pledge Central and check in with News Director Tom Rogers and see how we're doing on our challenges.
Guess what, Dave?
You tell me, sir.
We are over the hump. We have reached 41 pledges at 217-244-9455, and the crowd goes wild in the background. There they go. But that means that right at the tone, believe it or not, at 10 o'clock, we're able to meet that challenge, and Don Mullally will donate another $500 to programming here at WILL Radio. And we cannot thank you enough for giving us your pledge of support. But you still can. We've still got some time to add on to that total, because it all goes back into the programming that you hear on AM 580. So your pledge is important at any time during this week. Give us a call at 217-244-9455, online at WILLpledge.org, and become a friend of WILL right now.
And understand that Farm Credit Services and AgriGold Hybrids are still pitching in some dollars for every pledge they have from an agricultural supporter. They are giving $5 each for a total of $10 to every pledge at the basic membership level. That's $40 or more. And they're going to do it up to 100 pledges. So that's $1,000 on the line there. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. And again, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. If you're planning, stop at the end of the row and call us at WILL Big Will. Paul, let's look at that soybean market, where we're keeping a close eye to see whether or not $6 will be invaded on a closing basis. What are your thoughts?
Well, definitely the trend is down in soybeans. It's firmed down, and there's generally an opinion that with the Informa numbers here at 75.3 million acres, it's probably 1.6 million acres by their take. We are seeing some emergence problems on soybeans, as well as some very late planted corn. The crust, the ground's hard, and the planting is still going in full throttle. Probably moisture is very welcome. The general feeling is that both South American producers and the U.S. producers are holding a ton of beans. And even with this reduction, the Informa group are indicating that we're ultimately next year going to be looking somewhere in the 700 plus million bushels of carryover, and even this year their group thinks over 600 million bushels of carryover. So there is a ton of beans out there, and even with sizable demand and new products like soy diesel, the carryover is going to be enormous for this coming fall.
So do November beans then maybe trade in a range, say, 550 to 60, 650 throughout planting and the growing season and the harvest?
Definitely the trend is there. And my hunch is that the real price erosion won't take place until the July-August time frame, when the loans come due on the soybeans, and actually they have a better glimpse at what the growing conditions are in the Midwest. But it's a heavy market, and there's a lot of competition from other oil seeds in the world.
Thank you much, Paul. Have a grand day.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. It seems as though not a month goes by when we receive word of another radio station around the country reducing or eliminating agricultural services. We're bucking the trend here, though, at AM 580. We've actually added agricultural programming and services that you can't get just anywhere else our expanded web-based radio-on-demand service, our podcasts. We see about 10,000 of you taking advantage of that every month. Our agricultural e-letter, our Outlook meetings throughout the growing area and growing seasons. All of these things just for you as value added on what we do 6 days a week here on AM 580. AM 580, your dependable source of marketing information. Call now, please, at 217-244-9455 with that $40 pledge of financial support. And Tom, what can you add to all of that? Tom is gone. Well, let me say this, that a lot can happen in a single marketing day at the Chicago Board of Trade, but you can count on AM 580 to bring the day's events into focus. And your contribution right now helps us maintain our 80-year commitment to agricultural programming. A $40 gift right now can make a difference. Now the time for your call, 217-244-9455, or go online at our secure web service, WILLpledge.org. Try Tom one more time.
We're here.
There you are,
sir. We're here. We've got all the dials pushed and the buttons pushed and all that, and we're ready to go. We did make that challenge at the top of the hour, so thank you to everybody.
This report is made possible with agricultural Rainfield Marketing and
Agricultural. All right. Everybody wants to join in.
That's just strange.
Well, I tell you what. Here's a call that we did get as part of that generous support over the past few moments. So this one comes from Rock Ketchnig. He's a farmer out in Prophetstown, Illinois. He's near Moline. And he says he always counts on WILL for the markets. He's got 400 more acres to go on his beans, and we've got a few more to go to reach our goal of reaching our $900,000 support goal for the year. Help us meet that, 217-244-9455.
Thanks, Tom.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL Urbana in the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.